So the high school newspaper, The Graphic, published a 5,000-word article headlined, "It's Life or Death, Failure to Protect Trans Kids at ARMS, a Systematic Problem." Okay, that's Amherst Regional Middle School, ARMS. The piece anonymously quoted several trans and gender nonconforming students who recounted numerous incidents of bullying and harassment, harmful encounters with guidance counselors, and fruitless complaints to administrators. White liberal parents are accusing Christian Black and Latino counselors of being homophobic and transphobic.
I love that.
Well, the chaos is ensuing because of that. Among the article's striking details was that at a prayer meeting at school, a guidance counselor reportedly said, "In the name of Jesus, we bind that LGBTQ gay demon that wants to confuse our children." Now, the counselor denied making this comment.
I love that.
But that same staffer, the piece alleged, handed out chocolate crucifixes to students. See, if only we had Catholics who had the stomach for this fight. Unlike the blacks and the Latinos that have the stomach for this fight.
Like in Haiti.
Well,
no, I'm not changing the topic.
They have the stomach for certain culinary decisions.
So, but the counselor later denies making the LGBT comment. That's kind of disappointing.
Supposedly Hector Santos, Latino, and the other, Delinda Dykes, is black. And that these two people, Cunningham, who is black, was the district's head of diversity, equity, and HR. Morris, the superintendent, is white. They're at a six-hour school committee meeting. One of the few people who spoke in Cunningham's defense was her son, who had worked at ARMS as a student support specialist. "For a prime example of how women of color get treated in leadership positions," he told the crowd, "I say look no further than Amherst Public Schools. The troubles at ARMS were not about the LGBTQ plus situation, but rather the product of an unusually combative teachers union and ordinary racism." Okay, so you've got all the LGBTQRS people.
Yeah, exactly. They're all fighting each other and they're confused and it's like what's the name of the fights where. Like when people are at a hard rock metal concert and then the fights break out, but then you switch camps, depending on who punched who. So you're like
right
jumping all over and fighting. That seems to me the way that these people operate in the schools and in the school boards.
Yeah. Well, and so now you got white liberal parents that are positioning themselves against blacks and Latinos. This ongoing fight, this is the kind of pileup that's happening all over America. Left-wing communities are constantly breaking down into infighting. Quote, "The ongoing fight in Amherst seems to press against every bruise that public schools have sustained in recent years. And the continued fallout, multiple investigations, resignations, a persistent leadership vacuum in the schools, it does not inspire confidence in our collective capacity to work through the inevitable frictions of a pluralistic society. Even in a liberal and largely affluent district, certain conflicts and tensions have come to feel irresolvable. As one person I spoke to in town told me, the left is eating its own all over the country. It's not just Amherst." I love it!
I love it. Yeah, it's true. I have found, especially recently, that black women, maybe this is just anecdotally, mm-hmm. black women hate Hispanic men.
Oh, they do. I'll tell you why. It's because Hispanic men don't leave their children. That's why. Because black men and Hispanic men are very similar, okay? You're both tough people. You're both masculine. You're not doing any of this gay crap. Although there are a lot more gays in the black world than there are in the Hispanic world. But for the most part, you know who you are. You got an identity. You have a religion. You have a spine. So why do black women hate Latino men? Because Latino men raise their children. And they can't find a black dude to do that. They just can't. Statistically speaking, I'm not being racist here. These are stats in our country.
I know, but it makes me sad because I remember that video that I watched. I don't remember if we played it here or not, but we watched this video where this black influencer goes around asking random black guys questions about politics. And then on one, he goes like, who would you rather vote for, Biden or Putin? And the black guy goes like, oh, Putin, no cap.
Yeah. 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 I think we did play that video here. And frankly, they like Putin. They like strong men. They're attracted to it. They admire strength.
And then there was another video recently that I saw a couple of days ago. Similar dynamic. And then the black guy goes like, well, the influencer says, well, name three white men that you look up to or that you respect. And the guy goes like, Travis. Well, who's that? My mechanic. No. famous men. And so then he thinks about it and he says, Hitler.
and then Trump.
And then Ben Affleck, because he's a good actor. And so people replying to that tweet were saying he's assembling at him, and it was Hitler, Trump, and Ben Affleck.
He was so close to having the hat trick. I mean, Affleck is just such a bad dude. You can't even compare it. All right. Many people in this Amherst thing allege that both Dykes and Santos brought in religion into the school. Dykes told colleagues and students that they would pray for them, or if they were facing some dilemma, asked if they had prayed on it. According to the Title IX investigation, Santos brought up the Bible and Jesus when speaking with students. The article in the Graphic noted a cartoon that Santos had shared on Facebook showing a hand with a stigmata protecting two children from a downpour of rainbow-colored paint, along with text in Spanish that read, if my four-year-old son tells me he wants to dress up as a princess, I will tell him no, because he was born a boy, and boys are princes. Oh, no, he shared this on Facebook. This is a Title IX investigation. The government is investigating what Counselor Santos is sharing on his personal Facebook page, Alberto.
I bet they're not looking into people that when Trump was president was said, oh, kill this, you know what. I bet they're not looking into them. I know, as a matter of fact, people that would get investigated by their HR departments if they posted pro-Trump Facebook posts. But meanwhile, for every one of those, there was 10 liberal women posting completely disgusting stuff that they wish happened to Trump or people should do to Trump.